There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Welcome to the Sacred Fire of Liberty segment of the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm Jonathan Emord, and Robert is likely landing now following a flight from the A4M conference back to Florida, but unfortunately he's not going to be with us today. So I'm your host, and I'll be doing my best with Super Don. You there, Super Don?
Indeed I am. Yes, there he Robert is, I believe, still in the air, but he should be landing at any moment.
All right. Well, Super Don is here to save us if we need to be saved. And if we don't need to be saved, he'll save us anyway. Thank you, Super Don. And we have with us today none other than Norm Singleton, who is the Vice President for Policy at the Campaign for Liberty, was formerly the Legislative Director for Congressman Ron Paul, and is tied into all things political in Washington, D.C., the good, the bad, and the ugly. And let's start with something that is largely ugly. The $1.1 trillion spending bill, Norm, just came out of the hopper and passed quickly in the House and in the Senate. Last-minute votes in both, but nonetheless, no one was there to derail federal spending this time, Norm. It made it through. What's your take on this, Norm?
Well, once again, it's almost a holiday tradition that Congress will sometime between Thanksgiving and New Year's Day pass one of these awful omnibus bills. This was written in secret in maybe over a week or two time. It was 1,774 pages, which meant that most members and staffers really didn't have time to digest everything that was in it. And there was a lot of drama around it. You know, remember the rule almost got defeated. You have a Republican member saying that the House leadership lied to him because they said, if you vote for the rule, we're just going to replace the omnibus with a continuing resolution till March. And then Ted Cruz pulled some procedural maneuvers to delay the vote till last night. And it's just horrible because that this is what our government's descended to, because it's become expected that the House and Senate won't do their one absolute constitutional authority, which is fund the government in an open, transparent, and careful manner. What they'll do is just jam this omnibus bill through in December. And what we see in it, what we know about it, the good, the bad, and the ugly, it's mostly bad and ugly. And the good is things that aren't in there, not things that are in there, such as a few weeks ago we talked about the Sheldon Adelson online gambling ban legislation, which Harry Reid wanted to put in the omnibus bill, and he didn't. There was an internet sales tax that could have gone on there and maybe still might rear its ugly head in the tax extenders bill, but that seems unlikely. That wasn't in there, and it's only those things that weren't in there that are good. I mean, there's one last thing I want to comment on that, on the ugly, is the House and Senate are claiming that, abided by the budget caps, which are already, you know, too high, that were set in last year's Ryan Murray budget agreement. And they did that, but the only reason they did that is several billion dollars of Ebola funding was most of the funding that actually goes to support overseas operations, which is, were designated emergency spending. And so I guess Congress wasn't aware. They missed all the Ebola stories this week, and they guess they weren't aware that we actually still have troops in Iraq and Afghanistan, and that the president is ramping up military activities because of ISIS or ISIL in the Mideast, because otherwise why else would they call these emergency? So when you hear somebody bragging about how they're abiding by the budget caps, keep in mind that's only true because they took billions of dollars and cut in spending and decided it was emergency, so it doesn't count against the budget caps. And there's apparently a lot of other smoke and mirror gimmicks in this bill, which people are still trying to figure out. So it really is a broken system, a broken legislative process, and just an awful Christmas present for the American taxpayer.
Well, in addition to that, last week, the Democratic majority in the Senate released the Senate report on U.S. interrogation tactics at Gitmo. And preceding the release of that report, there was considerable hue and cry about how this would pose an immediate threat to the lives of specific individuals and to American military around the world, and that it would also reveal secrets about intelligence gathering associated with terrorists that would undermine our ability to wage war and to gather intelligence about the terrorists. But aside from the fact that the Senate has a right to issue the report, it seems to me that the whole thing was botched from the administration on down as to how they dealt with the release of the information and how they prepared the military and others to cope with revelations that would come from it. There just seemed to be a lot in the air of spite from the midterms, with Democrats angry and wanting to vent their frustration and strangely choosing this as one method. Your take on all this, Norm?
Well, first, I think I agree with Judge Andrew Napolitano, who has stated unequivocally that you know, torture is something that is, and also with Pope John Paul and Pope Benedict in their strong condemnation of torture as a tactic, and that again with Judge Napolitano, that torture is immoral and should have no place in a free society. That said, I have no doubt that politics is playing a huge role in this. I mean, Dianne Feinstein, who is one of the biggest apologists for the surveillance state, for the NSA, for drones and everything else, is now out there, you know, posing as this great defender of human rights. And the timing of this after the election, you know, this is, could be an attempt at the Obama administration to get back in the good graces of the anti-war left, if such a thing even still exists in this administration. And for both sides of it, to the torture apologist and the those who have remembered that they're supposed to be against supposed to be against torture on principle, and I think that's a principle of convenience for a lot of these people. It is another sign of the dysfunction and the degradation of our American political culture that a fundamental question like this, such as in what, if any, situations is it acceptable to torture to use extreme methods to gather information, which under American and international law could be classified as and are classified as torture, to see it reduced to mere, again, to partisan bickering, shows just a complete lack of seriousness among our political class, which I think the American people should be very concerned about.
And aside from the reality of torture being something that we certainly don't want the United States to stand for or to support and condone, not least of which is because it invites other countries that have captive Americans to justify the imposition of torture against them based on the techniques used against terrorists. Here, the use of torture was thankfully limited. But what came out of this whole thing was a realization and supported by information long ago, that torture just doesn't work. People
right.
obviously will tell you anything if they fear for their lives significantly enough and fear that they're going to suffer enormous pain. Most people will not suffer that to the point of death. They'll make something up if they don't know it, and that's what happened here in many instances.
Also, we're dealing with, remember, too, that we're told repeatedly that the nature of Al-Qaeda and ISIS fighters is, and we see this, too, you know, they are suicide bombers, the 9/11 attackers, that was a suicide mission. So why would we think that someone who is not just willing to die in order to inflict pain on Americans, but someone who thinks that it's actually in their twisted worldview, it's their highest moral calling. Why do we think that somehow that they wouldn't be willing to suffer waterboarding or anything else, and that somehow they would actually that would somehow affect them to give us the truth rather than tell a series of lies? I mean, if they're so twisted that they're willing to actually die, and we're told that by some of the same people who then say, but if we waterboard them, they'll give us the truth. Why would you believe
well,
that? How does that comport with their mindsets?
When we come back, Norm, we're going to shift topics, and we're going to go to the topic of net neutrality, how the Obama administration is controlling the Internet through the vehicle of net neutrality regulation, again, without waiting for Congress to act. We'll be right back after the break. Stay tuned.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We're back.
So we have a president who has a pen and a phone, as he's told us many times, and who's willing to use it, and who's willing to create law without Congress, and who says, look, I'm your government. It was Louis XIV that said, the state, it's me, l'état, c'est moi. I think Obama quite agrees. I wanted to check with you, Norm. We have Norm Singleton with us from the Campaign for Liberty, Vice President for Policy there, and former legislative director for Ron Paul, who has his hand on the pulse of everything political in Washington, D.C., and I wanted to check with him on the net neutrality thing here in a minute. But Harry Reid, as we were talking over the break, Norm, Harry Reid has... doesn't want to sit down these last few days and let the American public's mandate that came in the last election have its sway. He wants to work against it as vigorously as possible by putting in place throughout the government a number of nominations, including judicial nominations, of people of his same ideology, far-left ideology, in place before so they can get a Democratic majority vote on those things. What's going on with that, Norm?
Well, before he left, or before they leave the Senate, Harry Reid is determined to continue to ram through as many of President Obama's nominations to the judicial bench and the federal bureaucracy as possible. And he's been doing that. He openly broke the Senate rules last year, on filibustering of nominations. The procedural trick he used, he didn't change the rules. He just, ignored it and got the majority of the Senate to vote to affirm his ignoring of the rules. And he's, you know, there's some controversy because some people are saying, this is Ted Cruz and Mike Lee's fault because if they hadn't held up the Senate on the end of the year, passing the omnibus bill and making us go in, and yesterday, Reid wouldn't have been able to hold a series of votes on these nominations. But I think Ted Cruz had a good response, which was Reid was going to do that anyway. There was no indication he was going to pass the omnibus and go home and leave those nominations out there to be dealt with by a Republican-controlled Senate. And more proof of that is the fact that the Senate is coming back tomorrow, and they're going to do, in addition to a tax bill, more nominations. A lot of these nominations should be of concern to people in the Liberty Movement, one of which is the new Surgeon General has a history of being anti-gun, and some people might wonder, what does someone's position on gun control have to do with being Surgeon General? Well, if you look at what is going on with the gun control movement and at President Obama's executive orders that he signed last year, after failing to get his gun control legislation through the House and the Senate, there is a movement to classify gun ownership or restrict gun ownership to those labeled with mental problems. And, of course, the first thing you think of when you hear it is, oh, well, crazy people shouldn't have guns, but the wide way they defend that mental health problems can be defined today, as you know, and the fact that so many young people are labeled with ADD and pumped up on Ritalin today, the fact that some psychiatrists will say that dissatisfaction with your current government is a mental disorder. This is really could be a huge nose under the camel's nose under the tent of the Second Amendment. And so having someone who's on board with that thought as the nation's the leading spokesperson for health policy, or one of the leading spokespersons for health policy, should be a concern for all Second Amendment advocates. There's also concern about putting some anti-right to work, pro-big labor agenda folks on the National Labor Relations Board, and, of course, packing the courts to deal with the continuing the Obamacare and other challenges. The damage that Harry Reid has done or is going to do to America is not done by a long shot.
Yes, sir, Norm. Well, we're going to take a break, but when we come back, we'll get to that net neutrality topic, and then we're going to shift to Congressman Pompeo's push for federal law to preempt the states. We'll be back.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Away today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Away. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeals, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Scott Bell.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Scott Bell.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are here not with Robert. Robert is flying. He's flying from the A4M conference back to Florida. We'll be landing soon. I thought he had already landed, but no, we're told that he was still in the air. And that's why he's not here. But I, Jonathan E. Mortem, here in Robert's stead, doing the best I can and thankfully Super Don is here to ensure that I don't fall off the wayside, onto the wayside.
I'm not worried about it. I'm not sweating bullets here.
Well, someone who should be sweating bullets is Congressman Pompeo, but apparently he's not. Last week on Capitol Hill, hearings were held on Pompeo's bill, joined now by five members of Congress, to preempt state GMO labeling laws, including a law I wrote for Vermont, which was the first in the nation to pass a GMO labeling law. Basically, what the law says is if you genetically modify a food product, you must reveal the fact that it contains GMO ingredients on the label. It doesn't require you to make any statement, positive or negative, about GMOs. You're free to do that if you wish. That's your First Amendment right. But it does require you to be truthful in the labeling of the product and reveal that it contains GMO ingredients. Well, the industry was up in arms about that bill, and there are some 20 states now that have variously have laws in place that are similar to the Vermont law. And Congressman Pompeo, on behalf of Monsanto and another of funding parties that have contributed generously to his leadership PAC and funding support for his PACs on Capitol Hill, wants to preempt all state law on this point, leave the Food and Drug Administration capable of regulating this matter in its entirety, and basically hamstring the FDA so that it could not take any action to force companies to reveal the presence of GMOs ingredients in their products. This, of course, leaves the consumer in the position of not knowing whether the peas that you buy at the store are GMO-containing or not, not knowing whether or not the foods you're buying when labeled organic are actually free of GMOs or not, because this bill would allow foods to be labeled organic or natural and contain GMOs and not reveal the presence of GMOs. So this is a real bit of nastiness by Congressman Pompeo, and met with some stiff opposition from protesters on the Hill that I had the privilege of talking to. And I wanted to get Norm's take on this whole thing. What do you think of the feds preempting state health and safety laws on this point, Norm?
Well, I think that traditionally, under 10th Amendment jurisprudence and Commerce Clause jurisprudence, it's always been recognized that the states have primary role in health. Was it health and safety legislation?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And put aside the question of GMOs and mandates, because I hear, you know, different things from different people on that. I think that it's, you know, good business for people for companies to label because, and tell the truth about their products, because if they're lying to people and it turns out that there's a health problem there's something that will cost them business. That said, though, back to my original question was why is this a federal issue at all? I understand that private businesses like Monsanto will say, well, it's too confusing. It's too costly to have, you know, 50 different standards, but that's federalism, and that's those states being the laboratories of democracy. So why should a congressman from New Jersey come in and tell Maine you can't have a GMO labeling law? That seems, whatever your position on GMOs and all the other issues surrounding GMOs, and there's some certainly a lot of questions about regarding whether or not they're safe, regarding their benefits in terms of increasing food production. The constitutional question to me is, how should this debate be solved? Should it be solved by competing in the marketplace of ideas and through federalism, or should it be solved by one congressman writing a bill that gets rushed through Congress in a lame duck that settles this question once and for all.
Yeah, this is a deception law. That is, Pompeo's bill is a law that promotes deception in the sense that when you sell something, if it's not transparent what's in it, it's going to be ingested. You really do have an obligation to inform people if you've done something to their food. Laws in the states and federal government require you to reveal, for example, the spices and other ingredients that you use. And it's all basically not for a penultimate safety concern, although there are allergic reactions that may come into play. People need to know these things. But it's ultimately just to say, okay, look, if you're going to sell something and purport it to be, let's say, peas, then we have a right to know if they're peas. If you sell something that is man-made and say it's an organic pea, that's not true. That's an act of fraud or deception.
Right.
And there are civil laws that allow people to sue over that, and that's totally fine. And while that, in an ideal world, might work, in a case of something that is invisible to the eye and to the taste, but nonetheless alters fundamentally the characteristic of a product, such as altering its genome in ways that may have effects upon human populations that are unknown, which is the truth here, then regardless of how it ultimately turns out, if somebody wants to buy organic products, they have a right to know whether your product, label organic or natural, is in fact not GMO, because in the vernacular and in our common understanding out there, nobody thinks that if you alter the genome or the genetic basis of a plant to change its characteristics, that is an organic process or a natural process. No, it's an intervention. It's a synthetic process. It's a man-made intervention. So what is happening here is Pompeo is trying to pull the wool over Americans' eyes by taking out of existence legislation that would say anything that would merely require a company to identify as among its ingredients the fact that it has genetically modified ingredients. Now, it's not to say GMOs are bad. There are those of us who don't want to consume GMOs to make sure that we don't end up hurt if they're going to actually cause an injury. But even assuming they don't, it's appropriate for the industry to say, hey, look, GMOs are great. Here's why. Don't worry if GMO ingredients are in products. Instead, what they want is a veil of ignorance over the American consumer so that they don't have to say that their products contain GMOs, and they don't have to defend their practices of modifying the product genetically. Furthermore, there are no requirements or restrictions on the nature of genetic modifications to foods. So whatever they're doing, if it's a process involving changing in the change of the genetics of a plant or animal species that bears fruit that we consume, they don't have to reveal that. And that's the current state of federal law. The states have deviated from that, requiring that it be revealed. And now this federal law hopes to eliminate all those state laws and create a uniform national federal system that keeps every consumer in the dark as to whether or not the products contain GMOs.
Right.
Anyway, enough on that topic, Norm. Let's shift now. We only have a few minutes before the break to the Obama administration's unrelenting quest for what they refer to as net neutrality, which is nothing more, which is perhaps a nice term for a rotten thing, which is to have the federal government regulate the bandwidth used on the web to determine who can and who cannot benefit from increased bandwidth, rather than having that be made as a private sector determination. It will be made as a political determination by the Federal Communications Commission. What do you think of net neutrality? What do you think of the Obama administration's actions? And is this yet another example of the Obama administration acting by executive means rather than having Congress do it in the first instance?
Yeah. Net neutrality is, as you said, it's a pleasant name for something that is really sinister, because what this would do, like you said, would give federal bureaucrats the ability to say that Netflix can't have any more bandwidth or be streamed any faster than some random blogger who posts videos that are watched by his mother and her four friends. And what's even more concerning about this is that what Obama, I believe, wants to do, and what a lot of people want to do, is they really want to use Title II of the federal code. And that may sound wonky, but what that does is it would essentially impose the same type of regulations on phones and the electric and gas companies and cable companies that on internet providers. So if you like your internet now, you might be able to keep it, but it will be a lot more slower, and dealing with internet providers will become a lot more difficult as they're treated like public utilities. So if you enjoy dealing with your electric company, your cable company, and all that government-imposed bureaucracy and limitations on your choice, then you should want Obama's net neutrality wish to come true.
Very well put, Norm. We'll be right back after the break with some closing remarks from Norm. We're going to specifically talk about another unrelenting quest of the Obama people and of the Democratic members of the Senate, which is to tax transactions over the Internet. They don't seem to give up on that, despite over and over again being told by the American people, we don't want you to tax the net. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfood, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fuse with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
All right, we are back. Final segment.
The final segment, Super Don, and we have the latest report on Robert Scott Bell. I am not Robert Scott Bell. I'm Jonathan Emord. And Robert, however, who ordinarily hosts this program, is in the air flying from Vegas or California, I don't know which, to Florida.
Yeah, he is flying from Vegas back home, and I just asked, it's funny, I just asked Robert, you know, what's going on, and this is what he sent back to me. He is landing 47 minutes from now, currently at an altitude of 37,000 feet, heading at 108.929 southeast with a ground speed of 564 miles per hour. So, just in case you were wondering.
All right, so Robert is not yet officially a space cadet. He's got several thousand feet higher to fly before he can qualify there. But he will be back next week with the show regularly, and I will be on with the Sacred Fire of Liberty segment, which is the segment we have right now. We have with us Norm Singleton, who is the Vice President for Policy at the Campaign for Liberty. And before we end the program, just 4.5 minutes from now, I wanted to check, Norm, with your take on these unrelenting efforts by the administration and by Democrats to achieve some sort of tax over transactions on the Internet. Very unpopular, yet they persist in trying to get some way to weasel the federal government into the business of taxing the Internet or allow states to tax the Internet. Tell us what's going on with that.
Well, I think it looks like we've defeated it for this year, and we're going to hopefully keep defeating it next year. It's something that is wanted by not just the big box stores like Amazon or like Walmart and Target, who claim they can't compete with online retailers, although a lot of their claims, such as their claims that people do showboat, what's called showrooming, where they'll go in, look at products, and then buy something online on their smartphones before they even leave the store, has been proven to be just not the case. But also Amazon has switched its position on this in recent years, because their business model has changed. So they're emphasizing that the next day or 2 day or even same day delivery requires them to have distribution centers in almost every state now, which means that they have a physical presence, which is the legal test for whether or not you have to pay state sales tax. So they're behind it. Plus, you have governors who like the idea of a new source of revenue, especially taxing a lot of businesses who don't have a physical presence in their state. So this is going to be an ongoing fight. We defeated it this year. The American people, I don't think, want a new tax. I think that the fact is that a lot of small businesses have actually been able to remain competitive with the Walmarts and the Targets by going online. So the idea that this is somehow a pro small business measure is not always the case. And finally, state governments, they need to start dealing as the federal government does with spending. They waste money. They have these unsustainable pension programs, they need to figure out how to meet their legitimate needs without trying to drain their citizens of more of their own money.
Couldn't agree more, Norm. Last thing in the world we need is yet another tax. One of the nice things about not taxing transactions on the Internet is that anybody, even a big box store, can migrate into the Internet as its mode of sales and distribution and be tax-free. And we do need to, wherever possible, encourage free enterprise in an economy such as the one we have now that's beaten and overregulated and overtaxed. So keeping the Internet tax-free is truly a noble and worthwhile objective, and those who are trying to take this last vestige of free enterprise and tame it into a regime that's regulated and taxed, whether it's through net neutrality or taxation, state taxes or federal taxes over the transactions on the web, are really enemies of liberty. All right, well, that brings us to another close of another edition of the Sacred Fire of Liberty segment on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We hope you've enjoyed the show. And as Robert would say to you, the power to heal is yours.
All right, thank you.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yep. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dry foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.